citizens and neighbors of Black Diamond, will you join me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So I think we need to do the roll call.
Yep.
Councilmember Deedy?
Here.
Councilmember Morgan?
Here.
Councilmember Edelman?
Here.
Councilmember Weber?
Here.
Councilmember Pepper?
Here.
The agenda?
On our agenda this evening, Mayor Pro Tem, Madam Chairman, I would like to move to remove items 6 and the executive session for this evening.
Second.
Thank you. And I'll add, since I am the introducing person on item number 6, I'm pulling this item because it's still under review. Can I have someone?
I'll make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
I have a question first. I would like to pull the vouchers from the consent agenda before we vote because I would like to have a discussion about them. And
all right.
If there's no vote, so. But I'll second the vote for the meeting minutes in the consent agenda.
Okay.
We got to vote?
Yeah, we have to vote.
Okay.
All in favor of the consent agenda with the vouchers pulled?
Aye.
Aye.
And all against?
Okay, per Council Rule 3.7, I think this is loud. I have the authority to want to have a discussion on the consent agenda. I also understand that it was mentioned in the Monday Finance Committee meeting and that the Mayor Pro Tem said that she hadn't looked at it. So I guess one of my questions is, Mr. Weber, did you review this before the Finance Committee, before it was pushed on to the consent agenda?
I did.
Okay.
I did.
Do you know, there's a couple of really big bills in here. One of them is for $43,963.38. It's on page 7 of 16. It's a big number. I'm just curious if you guys know what it's really for.
What page was that again?
Page 7 of 16.
7.
Mm-hmm. It's under King County Finance.
Yes, I noticed. There's this one.
Mm-hmm. And?
Well, looks like it's the metro sewer charges.
Okay. Then the other one that I know was brought up in that meeting is on page 13 of 16, and it was an $18,869.15 charge, but I understand that there was some comment made about what is that.
The 18869.15
uh-huh.
For the state auditor services.
Mm-hmm.
If memory serves, the only comment or what was made was that it just seemed, just kind of a comment that it just seemed like that was seemed like a lot of money to for the state auditor.
Well, this is one of those unfunded mandates from the state of Washington where the auditors come in every couple of years for months and perform a financial audit on our system. And we came through with flying colors, I'm on to add.
Yeah.
So, okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I would like to make a comment, though, that I think it would be in the city's best interest for members of the Finance Committee to sit down with the city finance director and talk about the vouchers so that when you have questions, you can get them answered.
Well, I'll make sure I get the mayor's permission.
So with that, I vote to accept the vouchers.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? So now we're coming to public comments. Anyone have a comment? Yes.
I might need more than 3 minutes. My name is Jason Seth. I live in Black Diamond. I have a few comments. The first has to do with the open government, I guess, the public comment period, you know, like you're allowing us to have tonight, which is great. But some of the issues I have, sorry, I can't see. I wrote a letter. Much better writer than a speaker. So I've written council at least 3 times, maybe 4 times. I've not received a response. Brenda has responded a couple of times for a couple of inquiries, but nobody else has sent me anything. One of the things is that I've heard from the community that part of the new regime, I guess, the new council procedures, the new things that we're doing is all about public involvement, public input, you know, that kind of thing. And so when I send in 3, 4, 5 different emails, you know, in the last month or so, and don't receive any response, you know, it just makes you feel like you're not actually listening. You know, you're just speaking, saying, hey, you know, send us your comments. We're not going to do anything with it, but hey, you know, thanks. The other thing is about the meetings, right? Each of your new council committee meetings have public comment periods on the agenda, which is a good thing. Constantly changing the dates, times, and agenda, that's a bad thing. You know, a lot of people don't actually have internet access, and today I verified with Brenda that the internet for the city was actually down for a while. And so people, you know, don't always have time to come in and, you know, pull a packet. You don't have time to read through 80 pages of paperwork. You try to do it ahead of time. And if you don't have that public access to get to the paperwork that you need to read, then you're really doing a disservice when you keep changing the times and dates. I do want to say I appreciate that Mr. Weber at his finance administration, whatever you call it, committee.
That one.
He did set a date and time for that. The others, I haven't heard anything. I think they just changed and they're basically up to the chairs and I think that's doing a disservice to the public. The other is the agenda itself. You know, you have on there. What do you have on there? Public comment regarding the committee's purview, something like that, right? You just want comment about what the committee is about. What that doesn't really make any sense to me. All right, I want to know, like, how do you set the agenda? What happens? What's the mechanism to put items before your committee? How does that work? You know, in a lot of cities, what happens is you have a consent agenda, and within the consent agenda, you refer items to the committee. That's happened. May I have more time? Anybody?
I'll make a motion to provide Mr.
Seth,
3 more minutes.
3 more minutes. Okay, I'll try to get through it. So basically on the consent agenda, it says, as I mentioned in one of my emails, your business is supposed to be city business, not like individual council member business, right? That's not what the committees are for, in my opinion. In my opinion, those committees are to discuss the items that the administration, the mayor is the executive officer of this city, and she puts forth an agenda, and that agenda is hers until the meeting starts, all right? And I wasn't at some meeting. There was a meeting earlier in the year where, you know, some craziness might have happened or whatever. I wasn't there. I don't want to talk about it. I want to talk about what's happening right now. The fact is that somebody changed the meeting tonight. It actually was scheduled for tomorrow. And so my question is, how does that work? How does, I know in the council policies it says that three council members can call in and cancel a meeting. How do you know? How do the three council members know to call in and cancel a meeting? Do they discuss this ahead of time? Nope. Well, then how does that work? It would be nice to know how three council members can get together unnoticed, unpublished, and cancel a meeting. I also want to know, how does the agenda change? The agenda from yesterday is different from the agenda today, right? Am I correct? Right. So how did that happen? What mechanism allowed Brenda to know? Did the mayor change it? I can understand if the mayor changed it, because the meeting hadn't occurred yet, right? And then I think Ms. Pepper did the right thing earlier, even though I don't think you guys finished the motion, but she pulled a couple items off of the agenda. If that's in your council rules, okay, that's great. The final thing, well, actually, I know I get a second chance later, so I got a whole nother page. The resolution that was pulled, who wrote the resolution? How does that happen? Regularly what happens is, like, initial come up, staff will decide that, hey, this is something we think the administration should put forward to the council. The council then decides whether or not to adopt the resolution. That resolution is generally approved by an attorney, I don't think she's present tonight, right? So I'm glad you pulled it, because it just seems kind of crazy to me that you would, like, who wrote it? That's what we want to know. That's what I want to know, right? And, because as policymakers, I don't think you're supposed to be so far down the weeds that you're actually writing resolutions. That just doesn't seem to me your responsibility. So thank you. I'll be back at the other half of the meeting.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for your comments.
Yes.
Anyone else? Ms. McPherson?
I'm glad you wrote yours out too. I did the same thing.
This is probably more general, but first of all, I know that people here are very interested in doing the right thing for the city, and everybody cares about the city. We all live here. I should say my name is George McPherson, by the way. Forgot that. So there are differences of opinion that are keeping us apart, obviously. The big one seems to be the fact that a major housing development will bring about major changes. So how can we address this together? That's what I want to know. How can we get together to do this? Several years ago, areas of Black Diamond were placed within what is called an urban growth area. The purpose of this was to keep development from spreading to the east and to use infrastructure that was more readily available. Following that, property within the city was purchased by developers, the current one being Yarrow Bay, and I believe one called Crown. I'm not sure about that one, Crown. And over several years, many city council meetings were held to determine the rules and regulations for these developments. Discussion about this has been going on for a long time, maybe as much as 10 years. A group was formed to oppose this large development, and that's been going on for quite a while, too. This has led to polarization within the community and on the council. The developer has illegally purchased lands within city limits and has worked with at least three councils to determine how to proceed. The question arises as to whether or not the developer can proceed, and if the developer owns the land, has the proper permits, has followed all city rules and regulations, can the city say that the developer cannot go ahead? This is the question that the current council must answer. So where do we go from here? Are we at impasse? We need to know what the plan is going forward. Is the city going to tell the developers they cannot develop their property? If so, what is the legal basis for this? To me, that's the question. I believe the council must answer that one. And I know a lot of this is a big thing. This development is huge. And for a small city like that, I'm sure it was quite a shock. But it's been there for a long time, and there have been many, many meetings to discuss it, to show what it's going to be. And I was on the council when this first began. And, one of the things we got in talking to these people, the developers, 50% open space. I don't know of any towns around here that have got that. And that's a big thing. So we really worked hard to get that. And now we have a plan. I thought we had a plan. But I don't know what's going to happen now and where it's going. And I think the developer needs to have some answers, and so does the rest of the community. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Thank you, sir.
Chair. Brenda, do you have copies of Mr. McPherson's comments that we can put in there?
They'll be attached.
Thank you.
Anybody else?
Good evening. My name is Irwin Pace, but my friends call me Sam. I live in unincorporated King County at 29839 154th Avenue Southeast, 98042. It's kind of up towards the north end of the Kent Black Diamond Road. This evening, on behalf of myself and not on behalf of any other person or organization, I've provided four public records requests to Brenda Martinez, the city clerk, and the public records officer for the city of Black Diamond. The first three of these records requests are identified as requests 1-1, 1.2, and 1.3, respectively. These three records requests are mirror images of each other, except for two items. First, the identity of the current former council members who are also receiving the respective record requests, and second, in that regard, the applicable time frames covered by the requests. Request 1-1 covers the period June 30, 2015 to January 30, 2016, when council members Deedy, Edelman, and Morgan were members of the council. Request 1.2 covers a more limited time frame of January 7, 2016 to January 31, 2016, when council members Pepper and Weber served on the council. And congratulations on your election. Request 1.3 covers the period June 1, 2015 to December 31, 2015, when council members Taylor and Goodwin served on the council. Request number 2 covers the period January 1 to March 3, 2016, in which all five of the current council members served on the council. You'll each receive electronic copies of these public records requests to make it easier for you, but I've also provided the city clerk with extra hard copies that she's just shared with you this evening. The reason these first three record requests are crafted to correspond to the differing periods of time that members served on the City Council is that all four public requests, record requests, not only request records in the possession of the city, but as allowed under the Public Records Act, all of them also expressly include within their scope all responsive public records that at any point in time during the stated time frames were or are located on any personal computers, external storage drive, iPads, tablets, cell phones, Surface, and or cloud accounts that are or were owned or used by any members of the City Council, including but not limited to each of the council members' personal electronic devices. And the scope of the requested records includes, but is not limited to those records that during the relevant times were or are in the private email accounts, text messages, instant messages accounts, Twitter accounts, voicemails of council members and others, and also include council members' posts to social media reviewed and electronic communications in whatever form. To assist you, the requests also provide background information on the Open Public Meetings Act requirements as they relate to these requests. The Open Public Meetings Act as it relates to these, Public Records Act requirements as it relates to these requests, and the provisions of RCW 4016 that make it a Class C felony for any person to remove, alter, mutilate, destroy, conceal, or obliterate any responsive public record that is the subject of a pending public record request, including these four record requests. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
What was that? Pace?
Pace. Okay. Mr. Bryant?
Good I'm Bill Bryant, and I live at 25100 Roberts Drive in Black Diamond. And basically, I've lived there my whole life. I think that maybe what everybody's getting to tonight is that we have a council that should be, and the mayor, that should be paying attention to what the people in Black Diamond really want. And the people for the Black Diamond Committee, they don't want, I don't think, a lot of development real quick. And I think that these people that we have on the council now are trying to do their best, especially the new elected members and some that are on the council now. But I think we have some confliction with other members. And I think that when you're voted into office, you should be following the guidelines of the people and maybe not something else that you think that maybe might benefit someone else or maybe your own thought. I think you're a elected official that needs to follow the guidelines of, again, what the people really want. I don't really have anything else to say, and I would like to see it follow that way, because it seems to me like there's so many problems that occur that I don't think need to occur if you just follow what the people want. And if they don't want a whole lot of a development right away, fine, do it that way. If they want to sell themselves out and develop the whole city and let it go at that, I guess that's what we're stuck with. But I sure don't want that. I'd like to keep it low-key a little bit. There is going to be some development, but not a massive development. I don't think we need that. Okay, because that's why I still live in Black Diamond, is I don't want massive development. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Bryant.
Thank you.
Anybody else? See no one?
Robin?
Good evening, Mayor Pro Tem, Council. Robin Taylor, Black Diamond. First off, I want to address why the meeting tomorrow night was canceled. I want to ask, why was last night's meeting canceled? What was so important that it had to be canceled and held tonight, and that the agenda for tomorrow night is different than the agenda for tonight? I would really like to know, and I think the citizens deserve an answer, as to why the three council members felt it was important to cancel a regular business meeting and schedule a special meeting tonight. I was told at the budget committee to ask my question tonight, Mayor Pro Tem, by you, so I'm asking my question tonight. I think the citizens deserve an answer. Why was the meeting canceled and rescheduled for tonight? In the spirit of open, honest, and transparent government, I believe we deserve an answer.
You probably do deserve an answer. The council meeting is the council's meeting. There were items put on the agenda not according to the council rules. That is why we had to cancel the meeting for tomorrow night. There was business that the city needs to have done, and that is why we moved that ahead to tonight, so that we could get the business of the city transacted.
My understanding from your rules is that you are in charge of the agenda and nothing gets put on without your authorization.
This is the council's meeting.
Yes. So if something was on there, you could have removed it last night, such as Councilmember Pepper moved to remove the resolution that was not ready for tonight. That was on the agenda, but you removed it. You could have removed whatever was illicitly placed on the agenda for tomorrow night. You could have removed it tomorrow night. Secondly, I In reference to the difference of the agendas, on the agenda for tomorrow night was the recycling event that's coming up in April, the first one in April. We have a grant that's supposed to be going through. We are doing this in conjunction with the City of Maple Valley. We are not doing it alone. Therefore, we need to be in coordination with the City of Maple Valley. The first event is supposed to happen sometime towards the end of April. This does not have a date on it. But what I see now is it's not going to come before the council for the first reading until March 17th. Then the council will send it to committee. And maybe if you've done enough research and you understand it enough, you might send it back to the council for passage on April 7th. That puts us right up against, since we're not doing this by ourselves, we're doing it with the City of Maple Valley, they may need a little more advance notice than just a week or 10 days. I think this needs to be done in a more timely manner once it does hit the council on the 17th. You guys can suspend your rules, and you can send it, not send it to committee. Janie, your voice faded out when you asked about the audit. Did you say that the audit was completed?
Yes, ma'am.
And what
it was completed. This is a lengthy, lengthy financial audit done by the state auditors. They come in, they camp out for months. Yeah, 3 months.
So have we gotten their report back?
We passed with flying colors.
Okay.
Well,
No report back yet.
There's an exit interview that's conducted.
Okay.
And our finance department has been doing just fine.
Okay.
They are meeting all the criteria that's required by the state of Washington.
On January 19th, there was a Black Diamond.
Point of order. We can't have dialogue between...
I asked a simple question. She did answer it longer than I required.
Okay. Your 3 minutes is up.
Thank okay. you. I shall return.
Later. Thank you.
Mayor Pro Tem?
Yes.
So, well, go ahead and ask if anybody else wants to speak.
Go ahead and ask if anybody else wants to speak. Is that what you said? Okay. Does anyone else need to speak? Want to speak? Wish to speak? Hello, Dave Amber.
Hi. Probably have my 3 minutes.
She'll have another 3 minutes later, and we can discuss that later. No, that's not how we're going to do this. Does anybody else need to speak? Want to speak?
Yeah. I'll speak then. All right. Ho, ho, ho. Let's see, Dave Amber from Lake 12. It seems that the hammer and sickle have come down on the people that aren't exactly flying your flag. And it's rather disappointing. And it's not rather disappointing, it's very disappointing. I don't believe that's what the people expected when you were elected. And we'll see how long this lasts.
Thank you.
Councilmember Didi?
So I have a little bit of a statement that I'd like to read into the record if I
thank you.
So all this talk about the Thursday's meeting, so I did write it down a little bit. So my question was tonight was, why was the Thursday meeting canceled? Councilmember Pepper, you sent out the email to all the council requesting the Thursday meeting to be canceled. So the email stated, council members, I request that we cancel the Thursday, March 3rd council meeting. Please send a message to the city clerk, not to me, if you agree to cancel the meeting. So that was all that was sent. So my response a few days later on that was to Brian Weber, Carol Benson, and Brenda Martinez. I said, good morning. I'd first like to state that I'm not in support of canceling a meeting just because. One, I need a reason to support such a request. To send an email out asking to cancel with no reason seems crazy to me. Two, if one does not like what is on the agenda, then a council member can make a motion to remove the item or items off of the agenda or just not vote on it. Three, citizens have always known that council meetings are on the first and third Thursdays of the month. Four, the council agenda went out on Friday to all citizens via notice on the website and through email and on postings around the city. So canceling a regular council meeting and then scheduling one for the day before makes no sense. If this meeting is canceled, I will bring this up at the next meeting. All council members should know that a council member can make a motion, so I've already said that. So today, I got an email from Pat Pepper, and it says, "Hello, Tammy. I have heard a few questions from members of the community, and I realize it is important to know, and I want to share this info with you. First of all, I'm a council member here in the city, and any info to cancel a meeting, I should be privy to that. I should have that reason right then when it's being asked to cancel. So regarding the cancellation of the regular March 3rd meeting, unfortunately, two city rules were broken by the mayor's administration during the preparation of the council's March 3rd meeting. It is the council's meeting. The council process to have a council member introduce any resolution was not followed. I offered to introduce any resolution from the mayor or staff. I also saw council member Edelman's on one of the agenda drafts next to the recycling resolution. So I asked the clerk if Janie was the council's sponsor. Instead, the mayor insisted that staff's name be listed to introduce the item. So I explained that council items need a council sponsor and offer to put my name on it. There was a simple, reasonable way available to the mayor to follow the process. Through this process, the mayor is able to get any item that needs a council decision onto the council agenda. First off, if it's the mayor's item, she should be able to put it on the agenda and speak about it at the council meeting, and then the council can then say, yay or nay, or we don't agree, or whatever, but at least allow the mayor to put stuff on the agenda so that the council has the right then to vote on it or not vote on it, whatever the council wants to do. Secondly, she says, the agenda is subject to council president approval, and I let the mayor and clerk know what I did not approve yet. I suggested the changes after which I would approve. This is the council's meeting, and the council controlling the agenda is reasonable. I anticipate that some might ask why the council doesn't just make changes when the meeting starts. They can, but in general, this is inefficient and poor public notice. Let me again say that this is a council meeting. This is where business gets done of the council. This is not Pat Pepper's meeting. Every email that comes is from Pat Pepper that says, let's cancel, let's do this. It is not coming before the council and saying, hey, council, let's talk about this so that the public is aware of what is going on here. Come on. I am at a loss with the rest of the residents here whether I'm coming or going. I have no idea what the heck is happening. So she says, when the mayor ignored the rules and ordered the clerk to issue the mayor's version of the council agenda, I had no choice but to call for a meeting cancellation. I'm very interested in getting the city's work done, so I called for a special meeting on a different day. At the time, I felt it necessary to be brief and not give the mayor or attorney a reason to argue with the meeting cancellation or call. The last time they argued, a special meeting called for by the council was not noticed. That instance was in direct violation of state law, which says a majority of the council can call a meeting. Pat Pepper. So let me just state that when you've then scheduled 2 minutes later to have a special meeting after the first notice went out, that special meeting was just three items put on for the special Wednesday meeting, and that was the resolutions to appoint Planning Commission. And it wasn't until our city attorney saw that and stated to you three, well, all of us, but to you three who all canceled and scheduled all these meetings, that you did not put public comment on, that you did not put the consent agenda on, that you did not include her executive session that we should have had yesterday because we have a deadline for that executive session that needs to be done. So then it was changed after she made that statement. So I have a lot of stuff to say.
Keep going. Keep going.
So I just said, so residents attend council meetings, plan on them being the first and third Thursday of the month. I also plan my weeks around council meetings. I had stuff to do tonight, as did Councilmember Edelman. She was visiting her granddaughter in Eastern Washington for her 16th sweet birthday. The mayor has had a funeral to attend to today in Eastern Washington. So I also plan my weeks around council meetings. So when the three of you cancel a meeting for no reason and schedule it for the day before, it affects all of us trying to balance our daily life around your schedule. And I'm not just talking about all of us on council, Brenda, or anybody else. I'm talking about every citizen in this city that's trying to to figure out what we're doing, where we're going. This is not good governing. Communication is poor. Being open and transparent is lacking with the three council members, Morgan, Pepper, and Weber. So the agenda is not controlled by the council. As I stated before, it's controlled by council member President Pat Pepper. If this was truly was a council controlling the agenda, then at each council meeting, we would discuss what will be on the next agenda and what will move to a committee. So the mayor has the ability to add items onto the agenda, and I believe that's per RCW, and then discuss them with council as the whole. Council then, one, makes a motion to adopt, two, makes a motion to either move it to a committee or does nothing. So then on here is also that Councilmember Pepper sent out an email requesting that we cancel all work studies. That all work studies that are on the calendar are to be canceled. So I sent out an email saying that I was not happy with that. So let me find that. So it's a hello, Mayor Benson, blind copy to council members Weber and Deedy. The Growth Management Land Use and CS Committee is looking at the city's concurrency ordinance. Attached is a red line draft of proposed changes to the ordinance. Please provide staff review of the proposed changes, including possible impacts of each change and any proposed wording updates the staff might recommend. The appropriate staff is also requested to attend our next committee meeting to present and discuss any comments in detail. So I emailed Pat Pepper and I said, why would there not be a work study to go over these recommended changes by you? That way all council members in attendance, and we would have staff, mayor, attorney, if the mayor deems appropriate to have the attorney there in attendance. Then you and Brian, because that's your committee, can explain the reasons behind all these changes to the entire council and staff and mayor. Not only all of us would sit at the table, have a work study, but the citizens can be there. Every citizen could come. And everybody could read the packet online. Everybody could get it. So your response to me was, hello, Tammy. Thank you for your message. The council standing committees provide a way for three council committee members to work each and every resolution or ordinance in detail. As you know, committees are a common way to divide up work and allow people to focus in detail on certain subject areas. Please come to a committee meeting and try it. The staff is, of course, welcome to come to the committee meetings and should come if their information is needed, just as they would come to a work study. If, after seeing the documentation for committees, looking at their minutes and listening to the committee meeting recordings, the other council members want to discuss further, this can and would happen at a regular council meeting. So this just seems crazy. Why would I or Janie listen to an audio and then have a question and then bring it up here? Why wouldn't it be at a work study where we're all there at the exact moment and go over that instead of waiting 2 weeks out and then I would come up with a question and maybe the person, Peter Rimbros, might not be there to answer my question. So then I have to wait a while for his answer. So a work study is what needs to be done here. And just communication up here on this dais so that we all know what the heck is going on. Because right now, in my window, all I see is you three running everything. And even if you aren't meeting together, it certainly appears that you are. So I'm done.
Okay. Are we ready for resolution 16-1076, confirming the mayor's appointment to Planning Commission number one?
Yes, as chair of the Growth Management Committee, I would like to resolution number 16-1076, confirming the mayor's appointment to the Planning Commission of Richard LeConte, who on his application said he wishes to be involved in the development of Black Diamond's future. And I would like to make a motion to have that appointment, the mayor's appointment confirmed of Richard LeConte to the Planning Commission.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye. Madam Mayor, Pro Tem, resolution number 16-1077, confirming the mayor's appointment to the Planning Commission number two, Tori Ammons. She wishes to serve our community. She is a resident and a business owner, and I want to continue to make Black Diamond a great place to live, and I would like to make a motion to confirm resolution number 16-1077, confirming the mayor's appointment of this of Tori Ammons to the Planning Commission.
Second.
I have a motion on the floor with a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Item number five, resolution number 16-1078, confirming the mayor's appointment to the Planning Commission number five, Tom Ekberg, who states, I feel it's about time I gave something back to Black Diamond by serving on this commission. So I would like to confirm, this resolution confirms the mayor's appointment of Tom Ekberg to the Planning Commission position five.
Go ahead.
Second.
So it has been moved and seconded to appoint Tom Ekberg to the Planning Commission. All those in favor?
Aye. I would just like to say that it was really excellent to have a chance to see and speak with these three Planning Commission members. And I think Black Diamond is very fortunate to have people of this caliber willing to serve the city. Thank you.
Okay, the mayor isn't here, so there will be no mayor's report. Council reports. Council Member Deedy?
None.
Council Member Edelman?
I have a statement that and they're mostly questions, and they probably are going to be rhetorical tonight, but it would be nice to get answers once in a while or have you folks communicate with me and Council Member Deedy. One of my questions is, to whom are you three transparent? Because you're certainly not transparent to Council Member Deedy and me, or the citizens of Black Diamond. You seem to be very transparent to people who reside in unincorporated King County and Bellevue, who seem to be pulling the puppet strings. I've been accused of being a bully. What do you call what you folks are doing to me and Council Member Deedy? The Save Black Diamond letters to the editor recently from your members, who mostly live in unincorporated King County, are totally disingenuous. They are full of lies. I'm hearing from our voting public, and some of these people are people that voted for you. Your 70% vote really means nothing. I got 98%. If you want to talk about numbers and counts, I got about the same amount of votes that you folks did. That's not a mandate for you, just like it's not a mandate for me. You obviously don't have any understanding of the city's finance system or how the budget works. None of you, to the best of my knowledge, have even ever met with the finance director to find out how it works. You have all failed the city and our residents in overstepping your state-granted authority. We, as the council, pass legislation. It is the mayor's job to administer those functions of the city. We do not have a council-manager form of government, no matter what you three are trying to do. We have a mayor who has administrative responsibilities. How many more lawsuits are going to be filed because of your illegal actions? You three never quite seem to be prepared. Council rules that you said needed to be voted in, but that they're not quite right, need to be revised. And then you had a resolution to authorize yourselves to modify those rules, which was totally redundant. You don't have to do that. And then you don't even include everything in the packet for the rest of the council, Council Member Dede and me, so that we can at least have a clue what you guys have up your sleeves. Scheduling meetings, regardless of availability of the council members, the mayor, the city attorney, and the staff, I think is unacceptable. You guys all think that you can snap your fingers and we are all going to jump and we're all going to show up. Well, let me tell you, I didn't want to have to drive back here today to be to this meeting tonight. I had some family obligations that I'll tell you right now are a higher priority, except that I didn't want you guys to be bullying anybody else in this room. And that's why I came back early. Our city attorney, who is one of the most highly respected city attorneys in the state of Washington, and she teaches other municipal attorneys how to be a municipal attorney, has other clients. Her whole world really does not revolve around the city of Black Diamond, nor can we afford for her world to revolve around the city of Black Diamond. And Tammy gave me more insight on why the recycle event was pulled from the agenda. I had asked Councilmember Pepper, I think it was on the 25th of February, why the agenda was being changed, why was the meeting being canceled, and all I got was there was a disagreement with the mayor, and therefore this is what we're doing. You know, I'm just almost speechless, except that I had three pages of notes. How much lower can this council sink into the muck before you guys all recognize that we have got a development agreement and a master plan development legally binding document? And nobody is more aware of what's in those documents and what the impact is going to be and who has fought it for the last 5 years than me. So I don't need any of you guys preaching to me about we have to control this development. We have a legally binding contract. And I'm sorry, I don't like it any better than anybody else. But I am going to do the right thing, and I am going to follow the law. And I guess if that's not good enough for you folks, I'm sorry. Because I am totally embarrassed with the way that the city council has been operated. I think the fact that you have committee meetings, that you've now combined multiple functions that into one group, taking five committee meetings and throwing them into three, having quorums that now, yes, are actually being noticed, but at the beginning you are having quorum city council meetings that were not properly noticed. There have been documented violations of the Open Public Meeting Act. I think it is time for you folks to start working with the city's, the mayor, and with us council members. We don't have to come crawling to you guys. And that's the way it appears to me. It's like if we don't play your way, we don't get to play at all. And that's not how this government is supposed to work. And our citizens deserve better of their city council than what we currently have right now. Thank you.
Councilmember Weber.
Sorry. Had a Budget and Finance Committee meeting. We also had the Growth Management Committee meeting with our new planning commissioners that they came to, and we got a really good chance to talk to them, and we really appreciate you guys coming in and spending that time. I agree with with Councilmember Pepper that that's three very good individuals to have coming on the Planning Commission. I think they'll do an excellent job. I'll just say that as far as council workings, you know, there are things that unfortunately can't be made or not maybe legally made public. So all I'm asking is, I understand that it seems out of joint, crazy. We are working to get everything straightened out. I understand we work for all the citizens, regardless of who voted for us, and that's our place. So as far as all the rhetorical, you know, constant hammering of breaking laws and illegal meetings and collusion and all that, you know, it's getting pretty old.
Councilmember Pepper?
Well, we're not.
All right. I'm reading from the Associated Washington Cities manual. Whose meeting is it anyway? In general, mayor should remember that the council meeting is just that. It's the council's meeting, not the mayor's meeting. The council sets its own rules and has ultimate control over the agenda. The mayor's role is to chair the meeting. Who determines the agenda content? Although the council has ultimate control over the agenda, typically it's left to the mayor, city manager, or clerk to draw up the agenda based on council input. Some cities assign this task to an agenda committee or to one council member who assists the mayor or manager. The council can change its order of business, or a council member can propose an additional new item of business. I have always believed, this is me now, that rules should be clear, fair, and followed. The council has authority to adopt its own rules of procedure. The council has the authority to set its own agenda. When the mayor refused to accept this fact, the council had no real choice but to cancel the meeting and call for a special meeting of the council. A special meeting has a specific agenda that is approved by the signatures of three council members and cannot be changed by the mayor. It was awkward and confusing to the public, but the problem was created when the mayor asserted an imaginary authority to put anything on the agenda that she wanted. Not wanting to delay important city business, which is the approval of the commissioners, we set the date of the council meeting for the day before. We must get past this pettiness. The rules are clear, they are fair, they are consistent with law. They are similar to many other local governments, and they should be followed. The procedures for the conduct of council meetings are largely policy decisions within the discretion of the city council, as long as they comply with state law. Cities often have specific procedures for placing items on the council agenda. This type of policy is within the control of the council to establish, and there are many variations in procedure that are acceptable. Thank you for coming out tonight.
Mayor Pro Tem, may I make another comment?
No, not just right now, because I made an error. I forgot to ask about department reports, and I see Mr. Williamson is here. Does he have a department report? Okay. Yes, Councilmember Edelman.
Okay, I just want to make a response to what Councilmember Pepper just quoted out of the AWC newsletter. First of all, one of the things that amazes me is that you realize that the people that are running the city right now from the city council perspective have the least amount of experience. We have one member who's been here for 2 years. We have one who has been here for 3 months, and we have one that's been here for 2 months. Tammy's been here for 4 years. I've been here for three. Not that that's any great shakes. I'm just talking about just the statistics of the time served. Prior to the reorganization of the committees from five down to three, we met on regularly scheduled times and places
Finance Committee met every other week on the off weeks from the council meetings to review the packet of the vouchers so that we knew what was going to be in the packet coming into the consent agenda. And those two council members agreed and signed off that that would go to the full council. That happened in the other committees also. If there were resolutions or ordinances that needed to be brought to the full council, they were brought to those committees of two council members, not a quorum, and they were signed off by those council members and then brought forward to a full council. So we have always had council involvement at that level when resolutions and ordinances were first generated. They never came to the council unless they were done correctly. And we didn't necessarily have a vote on them, but we did talk. We communicated with other council members. We've got past council members in our audience tonight. I know, Mr. Goodman, we've talked a lot on the phone or in person, coordinating things that were going on. You can coordinate with other council members without it being a rolling meeting. And please don't BCC people, Councilmember Pepper. All that does is confuse people. When you send out an email, send it to your addressee, put the council members down as the carbon copies, and then in bold and even make it in color, because we can do that now, put please do not reply all. We're not that stupid. We know that we're not supposed to reply all.
Excuse me.
But when
excuse me.
Just a minute.
Please.
Let me finish.
I think that
we
are
know.
A point of order for comments.
What is your point of order?
I think that it's unnecessary for you to call someone stupid.
No. No, what I'm saying is that you think we're stupid.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry, Ms. Pepper. That is the impression that I'm left with. And when I get an email where it says, the council members have been BCC'd, who else? I don't care if you can BCC till the cows come home, but we should have, the council members should be official carbon copies on those letters.
Do you understand that the reason that is done is so that we don't accidentally hit reply all?
Then what you do, like when I first got
I
on
think
the council, no,
just
a minute. Yes, what I was told when I first got on the council was in capital letters, do not reply all. Now, if somebody replies all after you've done that, that's on them. That's not on you. But how do I know what council members you've even responded, you've sent it to? I don't. I don't have a clue. I could inadvertently send something out. It could become a rolling meeting because I don't know who you've sent it to of the council. I'm done. I'm disgusted.
Okay.
So I just, off of Councilmember Pepper's statement on council rules, that the council has the right to make their own rules. I had no participation in the new council rules. They were never brought forward to me. So Councilmember Pepper, Councilmember Morgan brought them forward. I had talked to Councilmember Weber. After the meeting, he said, you know, he didn't have anything to do with them, but he quickly looked through them, and they looked good to him, so that's why they passed them. That's why he passed them. So I had nothing to do with those rules. Councilmember Edelman had nothing to do with
those rules.
We
know who wrote the rules. Mr. Dadowski wrote the rules.
Yeah, so I'm just saying that when you say from your report that you just read that the council has the right to make its rules, the council, it doesn't say Councilmember President Pepper and Mayor Pro Tem have the right to change up the rules, as Brian Dardowski did. He's admitted that he wrote them. And
excuse me.
And then bring the
excuse me, point of order.
What?
There's litigation about these council rules, and I think that we need to...
This has been discussed many a time.
Discussed many a time, but there wasn't litigation then. There is litigation now, and we need to suspend... This
Fine.
Discussion.
What I'm just saying is that we need a work study over these council rules.
Well,
that was promised.
Well, we've been having work studies at my government ops committee meeting where you are a member and you could have come.
That's not a work study.
So, are we ready for our second session of public comments? Anybody wishing to speak? Yes, Ms. Taylor?
Robin Taylor, Black Diamond. So I'm left to believe that the recycling event is the issue that you had with the mayor, is why you canceled the Thursday meeting and rescheduled the Wednesday meeting. I'm left with that as thinking. Now, Councilmember Pepper read from the AWC manual or letter. Whose meeting is it anyway? I would remind the council, RCW 358.12.100, it's in Drodowski's rules and procedures of the council. This is duties and authority of the mayor down in the body. It says, he or she shall report to the council concerning affairs of the city and its financial and other needs and shall make recommendations for council consideration and action. And I remember at your council committee meeting of the government ops, where Mr. Drodowski was explaining your new rules to you, where he said that it is customary when the mayor presents anything, it is customary to put it on the agenda. Now, your number one handler told you that. So I can't see why you would go against what even he said when encouraging you, if the mayor brings something, it's customary to put it on the agenda. So who's doing the bickering and fighting? It's not the mayor. It's the council. It's the council president. That's who's doing the bickering and fighting here. The mayor has a duty to bring issues because the city is not Morgan, Weber, and Pepper. That is not the city. The city is the citizens and the government entity that takes care of and makes sure that all the policies and laws are followed. And that is headed by the mayor. That is an entity that you are not respecting and you are not listening to, and you're turning your back on it. You're turning your back on it completely. Now, on January 19th, there was a Save Black Diamond meeting. Councilmember Morgan, you made a comment that you did not vote for the budget because you did not want to make it public, but you felt that the city was moving money around and you led people to believe that it was done illegally. Now, I'm happy to hear that the audit was passed with flying colors. So if you have evidence that the city was involved in malfeasance and moving money around when they shouldn't have been, hiding it in this pot and that pot, you need to bring that evidence forward. You said it publicly. You need to make it known publicly, or you need to retract that statement publicly.
You are putting words in my mouth that I never said.
No, you said, and I wrote it down, you voted against it because you had questions that you didn't want to make public, and you took them to the mayor.
That is what I said.
Yes.
That quote that you just made is exactly what I said.
You are dialoguing with me, and you got after Council Member Edelman for doing that. I would like to finish up by saying, every country on earth has laws. Yet many of these countries are ruled by dictators, and dictators are capricious leaders. Laws mean nothing to them. They decide which laws to enforce or follow and which laws they could care less about. This can change depending upon the circumstance or person involved. When laws are so easily cast aside, the ever-shifting whims of those in power create instability and fear within the populace. America is a nation of laws. The laws are the bedrock upon which our governing bodies stand. If the new majority of the city council chooses to ignore laws which clearly place restrictions and limits upon the way you govern, then you have in essence become the capricious dictators of Black Diamond. How do the citizens know which laws the council will abide by? Which limitations to your power will you accept, if any? And how are we to know what you will decide to do or change tomorrow? The laws are there to hold our governing bodies to a solid, unmovable point. By skirting the laws of your choosing, your governance will be as solid as the wayward wind. And I must say, I feel that Dave Amber hit the nail on the head when he said, if people aren't flying your flag, they're not the ones you listen to. I know the people that are flying your flag are not citizens of this town, and very few of them that are flying your flag live in the city limits.
Is there anyone else wishing to speak? Seth? Mr. Seth?
That's my last name. I get that a lot.
I know.
So, this time I'm just going to read my thing. I tried to wing it. I don't think I did a good job. So I'm just going to read it. This is from, basically, you may or may not be wondering why I care so much about the actions of the board. I actually live here in Black Diamond, right? Although I understand the importance of outside voices, I want to make it clear that the body has the responsibility of representing those of us who actually live within Black Diamond's boundaries. It should be crystal clear that my opinion as an actual resident, right, should have more weight than someone who either doesn't live here or maybe used to live here. If you do not think that's true, then, you know, I actually think you should resign because, maybe I shouldn't say this publicly, but I actually voted for you.
Thank
and
you.
Now I feel stupid. So, anyway, if you do not think it's, I just said that. Because whether or not I personally voted for you, it's not relevant. What is relevant is you are now my elected representatives. So you need to represent me, right? Basically, you're not supposed to just represent the people that hold the majority opinion, right? You're supposed to represent all of us, right? Equally, even those you don't agree with. I've been told that that because I'm new here, right? I moved here 2.5 years ago, right? I don't know what's going on. I don't understand what's going on, right? But I would counter that by saying that I don't really need to know every single detail about what's going on, right? Because I can watch what the council is doing. I can see that you're not conducting city business. You're conducting your own personal agendas, right? Council meetings are meant to be the place where you do the city business. The fact that you allow citizen comment is actually a privilege, which I'm enjoying and I appreciate, but it's not technically required. The only state that requires public comment is Montana. So you can look that up, right? The reason it's not required is because citizens who have valid concerns and issues have other ways to communicate with you. As I mentioned earlier in the meeting, that I've actually sent you all emails before. Information from MRSC, right, the Municipal Research Service Center, right, regarding council meetings, council authority, mayor authority, and the different forms of government, right? I've spoken to a few of you on occasion, right? The point being that the council meetings are not necessarily the best forum, right, to provide you with information or to communicate, right? Because most of the time you don't speak back anyway. So moving on. I've been accused of being new in town, right? I mentioned that earlier. I use the word accused because people think it's a bad thing, but I want to say a few reasons why I think it's a good thing. One, I don't carry a grudge, right? I don't care who used to be on what grassroots group. I don't even, doesn't matter, right? I don't kick dead horses around like it's a badge of honor. And four, I simply want to see my government providing me with the appropriate services my neighbors and I deserve. I'm new because I actually moved here, right? That's how you become new somewhere, right? I moved here because I was living in unincorporated King County in Fairwood, right? Nice place on the golf course. My home was broken into a couple times, right? You know how long it took the police, the sheriffs, to get there? Years. Still waiting, right? So they didn't show up. But here in Black Diamond has a reputation for having very good police officers. A couple of them are here tonight. I appreciate the fact that I have to call my family and tell them, hey, don't speed. If you're coming out here, you're going to get a ticket. Don't speed, right? But that's not all they do. On Halloween, the officers came around and were handing out candy out of the police car. I have two small children. I appreciate that. That's why I moved to Black Diamond, because of that kind of service that we have out here, right? Whether I'm for or against the new construction, the new development, whatever, it doesn't matter because you guys represent all of us, right? And so, let's see, the last thing. I live here. I need you to understand that my concerns have just as much or more validity than somebody who doesn't live here. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Anyone else wishing to speak? Seeing.
One more. Good evening again. I just have a quick question. I've been kind of intrigued by some of what I've heard tonight, and I wondered how I would go about having access to a portion of, I assume it's an audio recording of the meeting, Now, there's about a six-minute segment I'd like to listen to really carefully between minute 48 and, say, minute 55. Can somebody tell me how I'd be able to access that?
The audio is posted to the website, so you would be able to go in and look on the website. It doesn't allow you to do a snapshot of that one portion,
okay.
So you'd have to find it within that audio, but it does allow you to do that. Another option is if you want me to, and I would download it then onto your desktop, because then you can fast forward and rewind.
Okay, and how long does it normally take for that to get?
Usually I get it done by tomorrow morning.
Oh, that's really fast. Well, thank you. That's all I have.
You're welcome.
Anyone else liking to speak? See no one. I guess I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
This meeting is adjourned.